Now let me give you a golden nugget here. When he talks about man being created, the number of man, did that include the female? The answer is no. Because who was created on the sixth day? Adam was. Eve was not created for months and months later. Hello, somebody. She wasn't created, she was made. So please understand the scriptures when we talk about the male, we talk about the female, or the things of God and the things that we're going to bring up here, understanding about creation and creativity. You are created, and in you is creation and creativity. This is why you can see things and think on things in your mindset once you're thinking on them. Hello, somebody. And how many of you have heard this? How many have been told this? Oh, you can do it if you put your mind to it. How many have heard that? That's like mind over matter at this point. That's Scientology out there. You can do it. And we'll tell you, you can do anything you want if you put your mind. Basically, that's almost like having faith. But when it comes to the things of God, that is a question that we will put out before God. Well, I don't know if the Lord wants me to do this. Well, you should ask Him for that always. Lord, do you want me to have this? Do you want me to do this? Do you really want me to go there? And you know, oftentimes we won't want to ask that because we don't want to hear the truth. But when it comes to who we are in Christ and who we are to become in who? Christ? We got to understand that in the creation, as He was created, means that God had to mold and shape and beat. The difference between that and Eve was made because it's already done. Took her out of us, right? And then hell broke loose. It's never been the same since then because man doesn't understand. It didn't obey God. Now, there wasn't a second Eve. There was only a second Adam that had to come. So in this where we're standing today, because of the grace of God, right? The grace of God. Be careful because there's a cheap grace out there. That cheap grace tells you you can do whatever you want, which is not true. Hello, somebody. It is something that you have heard, and if you're obeying it, it's because you like it. But cheap grace to God is cheap grace. He didn't send His Son just to die for us, suffer for us. He died that we become free, and I love freedom. How many love freedom? And that's where we're watching right now. We're free. We should have learned from the last 4 years, but we didn't. We rejoiced for 1 month, and now we're back to where we started. You know, the church is asleep again. We're not doing what we're called to do, and God has an expectation, and He wants you blessed. We just heard the song. Come on. I don't tell my wife my messages, and I don't tell her what to sing. She always asks me, you have a song? Occasionally, I just want to hear a certain song, but I never let her know because I want to see how God's talking to us from the message, but that came from the praise. Because how many know the praise has to come first? That's the thanksgiving. He says, now, tell me all that you want, your supplication and prayer. Paul said in Philippians, yeah, submit your supplication, submit your prayers, but he says, with thanksgiving. Praising Him, thanking Him is faith because you haven't received it, but you're believing for it. Come on, somebody. And we're in an hour that we need to step up and start doing what we're called to do. We're a light to this world. We're not a light to be in the house only. We're a light to be in this real world. Out there where it really counts. Come on, somebody. And so this morning, I'm going to let you get to a place, because how can we be ready and how can it be that I'm connected? And there's a difference of both. Being ready, well, our military is ready. Our law enforcement is ready. Hello, our first responders are ready. And everything around us is trying to get us ready. And I want you to know that's nothing spiritually behind it. All that is your natural abilities that God has given us in the beginning and still exist now. But to be connected with God is a spirituality behind it. And this morning, God is looking that we become connected spiritually with Him. And when you're walking in the Spirit, how many know you'll never fulfill the lust, the overwhelming desires of this called flesh? Because you have one, I have one. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you just walked in with that. You walked in the flesh thinking it's okay. The churches around us, all around us in the United States, many walked in the same way. They walked in the natural. I'm going to go out in the natural. And they'll never have the victory because there's no connection. And God is having that we be connected with Him. Come on, somebody must agree with this. Because the devil should be afraid of you. Satan should be afraid of you rather than you being afraid of him. Oh, every demon and devil should know who you are. They should know your name. And they should already know that, hey, don't mess with that one. Because they know who they are. See the difference? They know who they are. And we know who we are because of whose we are. And so how can we be connected? How can this be? Well, Jesus talks a little bit about it in the book of Luke, the 12th chapter. And this is how. And let's start with verse number 34. My text is 35, but it says, for where your treasure is, there where your heart be also. This morning, you have to examine yourself. That's why it's Paul the Apostle said it, examine yourself. Daily, every day you gotta examine yourself when you go to as you start your day to your end your day. How many know you should repent before you go to sleep? No, that's religious. No, that's being cautious. Lord, if I blew it, sometimes you don't want to admit we blew it. What do you mean? Yeah, you looked at that person wrong. You thought about that person wrong. You thought about doing this wrong. Come on. Do I have to cover it all? Do I have to go into the depths of how you really think sometimes of each other? Some of you even thought wrong this morning already coming into this house. It was wrong for you to have a donut, but you did it anyway. You did it, right? And it's God's fault because He provided it. No, it's not. It's that guy's wife's fault. Come on, say amen. But you see, who get the blame? Because it came out of God's house. Well, hello, church. You are God's house. The Spirit. Don't you not know that you were purchased with a price? Said the Apostle Paul. Do you not know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? You house the Almighty God. You, say I. I house the Almighty God in me. And the Apostle John says it in 1 John. Greater is He in chapter 4 that's in me. Greater, say the greater one is in me. I house the most powerful thing in the world. So I not only live in the most powerful country, I house the most powerful person in the whole universe. I went beyond the world. I went to the universe. And that means you walk in a victory. You're the created. But you need connection. You need to connect with the Almighty God. And this morning, come on, Holy Spirit, help me here. Verse 30. And so search out yourself right now. Lord, where is my heart? Where is my treasures? Because that's where my heart. What's the most important factor to you? And that should be what is the most impactful, most important factors with God. He's pleased that you're here this morning. Absolutely. He's pleased that you came to His house. Absolutely. But remember, He saw everything before you came in. He heard everything before we came in. He watched everything, how it went before we came in. And this is why we're in a place like housing the one I house, doing what I do with the one that's within me. You better start thinking, is that you, God? Or is this that me? And this is where you got to be careful, because me, myself, and I isn't the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Because if it's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, me, myself, and I will decrease. And He will increase, is what the Baptist said, John the Baptist. Come on, are you here? So as we examine our hearts, as instructed daily, not just Sunday mornings. Hello? Here's the key. Verse 35 is the key. It says, let your, see, all you got to do is let it. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Lights burning, girded. What is it that I got to be ready. And I got to be that light. But if you're not receiving the oil as you need daily, then your light cannot be shining as been called to shine. And what does that mean? That means I'm not ready as I'm supposed to be, because that means God can't give you what He desires to give you because you can't handle the truth. Oh, that was a movie. Never mind. That's not His word, right? But the fact is, the truth is, we can't handle the truth. We don't want to hear always what He's saying. Watch this. God has not given me the spirit of timidity, fear. He has given me love. Love. No, love comes before power. He ain't gonna give you power if you don't love. Are you listening? Because you all can love. All of you have love. All of you have hate. That's why a lot of relationships are love and hate. Well, now you're not listening. But the love that He gives us is not the love that you believe in, because that's the natural. But the love He gives us is the supernatural. Right now we're talking of how to become ready. Girded. Come on. We got to be prepared. We got to be ready for what's coming, because it's coming. How many know what I'm talking about? Most of you that have to go to employment tomorrow, some of you will be preparing tonight. If not already, all prepared for tomorrow, for what's coming. But you don't really know what it might be, but you know it's coming. Well, we should be in the same manner that He's coming. He's going to be ready to call us. So we got to be ready for that calling. Come on. And I want to be ready, and I want to be able to take as many as I can with me, that at this point I know where I've planted seeds and then I've seen them watered, but I haven't seen the harvest. So I'm saying, God, please come right now, because I'm getting tired. This warfare gets tiring. How many know what I'm saying there? The tiring of the warfare, the fighting, the babbling, the complaining, the murmuring, the changes, those that you don't expect are doing what they shouldn't be doing, knowing all the instructions. It gets weary, but we know we not weary and well doing. So we keep on pressing. We keep on moving. We keep on fighting. And it comes to a point that, okay, God, I'm kind of tired now. Come. And then I wake up. Don't come. Never mind. Strike that from the records. They're not ready. Are you listening? They're not ready. I'm talking about you, some of you. I'm talking about my loved ones out there. I'm talking about everywhere we planted seed. And I've seen the watering, but I haven't seen the harvest. And if I have seen the harvest, I see where they're at, and I'm not judging them, but the word will judge them. That's cheap grace. God did not say it like that. He didn't tell you that you can do it as you please. He said, I am the way, not we are the way. I am the way. I am the truth. No man can come to the Father except through me, says the Lord, not me. No. I can't do a thing for you. I tried resurrecting that and it didn't come up. Come on, come alive. I stepped on you, you know. You want to see how much power you've got? Go step on an ant and see if you can raise it from the dead. You're going to know that your faith ain't there yet. Come on. Because the scriptures teach me that they put a body by mistake to hide them on the prophet's graves. And that person came alive. Through a dead man's body's bones. Come on, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm talking about that is power. That is the Almighty God we have. Are you listening? And so we have to understand that we've got to learn to gird our areas of life as far as we're looking at the full armor. We got to be prepared. We got to be ready, because it's going to happen soon, or it's on the way, arising, and we got to have our lamps full of oil. That means I got to be in my place. You know, we offer prayer on Monday nights. When the whole church is full, or even how many we have here, come and see how many are going to be here on Monday nights. You know, well, we go to work and we do this. Okay, well, tell God to take the job away then, see what happens. That'll bring you in here, because pray for my job, right? Pray for my needs. Pray, because I have bills. That's why you have to go, because you owe. Amen? Come on. Yeah, that'll get you to pray, right? And then we have women's prayer, right? Amen. My wife's going to prayer. All right. TV. Right? I pray. She's going to pray for me, Lord. I pray for her. No, I'm believing for them. I can be here, but I choose not to be here. And how many are going to be here? Of all the ladies we have known and met, how many are going to be in this prayer with these women? Because we all have reasons. But the day's coming. Your lamp's low. And you know about the 10, if you know the scriptures, there are 10. 5 were ready. 5 were not. You have to choose which of the 5 are you going to be that your lamps be lit. Are you listening, church? That your lights are burning. You know, because I have to be ready, because I never know. Death is after us. I have a right to live X amount of years. Psalms 90, you have 60 plus 10 plus 10. After that, it's just a gift. But if you don't know no better, we see it all around us, how many people are dying immaturely, not only through drug addiction, through gang warfare, but out of ignorance. Say ignorance. And the Bible tells us not to be ignorant. Last week we heard about being good fathers, the spiritual fathers. What are the traits of a good spiritual father? Is that we do what we say. And we don't teach our kids, do as I say, but not as I do. We don't teach that. We teach that you be the main example. And that goes for the church now. People are watching you. People are wondering, what God is that? Because I know that when I go before the Lord, thank you to my son-in-law he was watching me. When he asked for the hand of marriage, he was watching me after that. When I said, okay, if she says yes, okay. Because that's her call. Come on, say amen. And he's been watching me, and I've learned, you know what's caused me to be slow to speak? Because I've learned that what I say can hurt you. And I don't want to hurt nobody out of the realm. When we're hurt, and they have hurt us time after time, my wife, my family, my household, sometimes they don't realize why my kids' hearts were hard. Because they saw what they did, the church, to us, their leaders, their pastors, who've been there, who do the things that we do, we love on no matter. And when they do what they do and they try to come back, we love on them no matter. But we also learn, watch what we say. The only thing I will pray is a conviction. Convict their hearts. Why? Because without a conviction, condemnation is coming. Hello, church. And so we're praying that, and we're praying that we always be prepared. This is why it's not fair, but it's God's call that I have to give an account for all that we are given. Are you listening, church? So the more we hear from God, the more revelation, and you need to be praying for revelation. We need to be praying for the mysteries right now more than ever that we can see. This is why I told you about the strike in Iran. This is why I told you about these protests, which are not protests. These are riots. These are set up. They're actually paid for. It's not people who really care, because if you really knew, they're over here because they don't want to be over there. You're not catching this. When we got off the airplane in Israel, I didn't feel all this, but what I found, such a peace that wherever we went, it was peaceful for us. And I felt protected by Almighty God. And I saw the protection that they have for us. I seen police cars up and down all day long with their lights up and down. I said, man, there's a lot of crime here, a lot of accidents. And then I, you ask, Because if you don't ask, you will never find out. So I asked, because they were everywhere when there was a gathering. There was all kinds of blue lights over there. It's all blue lights, by the way. Blue and white is their colors, and it's actually their color. So at a gathering, we were there, and I said, how much crime is here? And then I learned, no, you see those cars going up and down constantly? They're here for you. That if you as a visitor have an issue, they're coming up and down, that you can wave them down. I said, oh, wow. How great is that? We don't have that here. Come on. You know, we know all the humor behind all law enforcement. Say, hey, man, I can't make fun of them and their donuts because we have donuts here. And we're people of the law. Come on, amen. That's why we have these beer bellies. They call it the food bellies. I don't drink. It's called a food belly because they do make bellies. Hello, somebody. So what is the Lord telling us to be ready? Is to understand you need to become ready. You need to be doing what's right. You need to be giving the praise. You need to be giving the worship. You need to be the one in prayer. Come on, not just receiving prayer. Not just hearing the worship. Hello, get involved. Be involved with your God because he wants to be involved with you. And when you're involved with him and he's with you, the sky is unlimited to you. And you have no idea what that means, but God is so good. He's great. Come on, church. Somebody say amen. But listen, this is why I'm talking about the natural versus the supernatural. Let's go to the book of Acts real quick. I want to show you where the church really is today. And I'm not judging the church. I'm judging the actions of the church. Because how many know that what they see is what they judge, not what they hear? How many know this? Again, for you that has never been a part of us, for the years we've been, again, my wife and I have been pastoring for 39 years now. And we've seen everything that we think, and then we see something new, like, what in the world? Where did that come from? Just when you thought you saw everything, what? But that's because we're in that time zone. So I'm going to the book of Acts. What we see of the church, I'm not judging the church, I'm judging the actions of the church. And I've actually seen some of that in this church, right here. Your actions have let me know where your faith is. So this is where God will then speak to us over here, Monday nights, come join us. And we even cut it down to 45 minutes just for you. It used to be 2 hours when we were in the other location in Corona before we went to Highland, 2 hours of praying and fighting, the good fight of prayer. And we cut it down to 45 minutes because we've learned it's not about how long, it's how much, it's how you believe. You can tell me 100 words. You tell me you believe in God, I'm going to look at your actions. Well, let's see if you believe in God. Come on, because everybody believes in a God. Everybody has faith in some God. Some they believe they're the God. We call it narcissism, but they believe in the God of themselves. Hello, church. And your enemy is going to test you. And once he sees, you're talking about the God that's in you, he just hugs you. And he starts opening doors for you. He says, because as long as you don't believe in the God of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. Ooh, the Bible. Don't say the Bible too long. But I want you to see what happens to when you're natural. And why I'm saying I'm judging what I judge here is the character. I'm not judging you. I'm praying for you because I want you strong because we need you. We need you to be strong. We need you that you feel the church. I can't go out there no more. I need to be praying for all the laborers. I need for all those that have been called to bring those in. That's why we're here, because they don't need another church. What I believe God has sent for us is they need him, not another church. And everybody says Jesus. Satan didn't even talk to Jesus. He talked to Jesus more straight up than we do. Come on. The only difference is he didn't know what you thought he knew, because Jesus knew that he didn't know what he knew. Did I confuse you? Well, go to school and learn. Come on, Jesus knew that Satan didn't know. And sometimes you give Satan too much power by thinking he knows everything about you, and he doesn't. Again, stop talking to him. Talk to your God. Meditate. Come on. The meditation. And ask him to give you your prayer language. That's why he gave you the gift of tongues, a prayer language that he cannot understand. He hates that. That's why he's so against it. And that's why cheap grace doesn't allow it. Because cheap grace isn't from God. Come on. Are you here? Now watch this. Book of Acts chapter 19, King James Version. And here's where you're going to see the natural church. Say natural church. And verse number 14. And there were seven sons, not one, seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and a chief of the priest, which did so. Now watch this. This is man in church. He's got seven sons. Hello. These just saw everything that the apostle Paul was being used to operate by a handkerchief. His handkerchief was so anointed, it was doing great miracles for the people. And they saw it. The seven sons saw it. It's just like many of us. And you know, we misquote. All you need is the faith the size of the seed of the mustard tree. You know, how much faith do you need? A tiny, it's the tiniest seed that grows into the greatest tree. All of you have been given a measure of faith coming to Christ. All of you. You can read that in the book of Romans chapter 12. All of you have faith, and it'll operate when you desire to operate. Most times, it's when you want, not what you need. Hello, church. You see a car accident, you stop. You better go see, because you may have to pray the prayer of faith that that person either survive. If not, are you ready to meet your maker? Because he may be coming for you. Are you listening, church? And you're that one. Say the one. Because that's all he needs is one. And I've been through that. I've been through those. We pulled over. We prayed, Lord, are you ready? But it was too late. They were gone by the impact. Praying, though, you know. Praying that whoever was supposed to have spoken to those did their position, because if not, it's going to be in their hands. Ezekiel, that's why we keep our hands clean. Come on. Did you know you can dance in this church, right? I'm not going to put you down for it. You want to come up here and dance before the Lord? I'm not going to put you down. I'm not like those religious places that say that's distracting. No, you can't distract God. You can probably put him to sleep maybe by not doing anything. But he's a God that never sleeps nor slumber. You know, you can praise him. You can worship him. Bring the flags in. We don't put that down. Because we have seen what God could do. And these seven sons saw all that they seen. Many of you seen many the things that are in our Christian world. And we came up, we are Bible believing, Holy Spirit filled, Holy Ghost filled. We believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. God has used us. We cast out demons. We lay hands on the sick. We believe in all of that. Hello, somebody. And I believe that my God knows my name. And he knows who I am and who she is. Amen. And we've watched him answer our prayers time after time. Test after test. Come on. Challenge after challenge. And so now we spread that. We're not just people who talk. We have seen it with our own eyes. We have seen it from the time we started seeing devils being casted out and the healing virtue of God flowing. Come on and say amen. To all that we did out there of rallies, because we have done rallies, we have done witnessing, we have done it all out there in other cities, getting ready out here. But we don't go by what we see like these do. Because seeing and not, that's trying to be ready, because my dad's a high priest. Are you listening? My sons know that I can't take heaven, or my daughter or my grandchildren know that I cannot take them to heaven. They have to learn to take themselves to heaven. And I pray that we have been an example. And that example is her and I are real. Come on, say amen. My wife and I are real. My kids can tell you how real we are. They've made my wife quiver in her lip. When she starts quivering, watch out, because there comes that fist. And my sons have tried me where I've taken them down. Ask them. But I held back after that. Thank God, that's not how you treated us. Come on, because we're normal. And we're learning. And one thing I'm going to tell you, we're not going to show you all our tricks. Are you here? I'm preparing you for what's out there, because out there, there's no respect of persons out there. And what they were doing, watch this. And the evil spirit answered and said, and why is the evil spirit allowed to talk first and foremost? Because only the supernatural can tell the evil spirit to be quiet. I've had to tell the devil, shut up. Excuse our English. No, it's shut up, because he doesn't know what be quiet means. Some of them, you need to be told, just shut up, please. You're talking too much. Are you here? And the evil spirit answered. Why? Why was he talking? Because they were trying to do what they saw the Apostle Paul doing. Read the story. They were trying to lay hands. And they were trying to cast out a devil. That's the natural man. Sometimes gets a lot of umps in him. He gets a little zeal in them. You know, I get something like that. I want to go lay hands on everybody, but I can't. There's a time for laying of the hands. How many know what I'm saying? And so he goes on. He goes on. The evil spirits answered and said, Jesus, I know. You need to know that the devil knows who Jesus is. Do you know who Jesus is? What is he to us? He's our intercessor right now. He's at the right hand of the Father. That's God the Father in the form of a Son. Amen. Amen. You all should say amen. And then became the Holy Spirit now, but making intercession for us. And the evil spirit said, Jesus, I know. And guess what? I even know Paul. You think the devil can say that about you? Can the devil tell someone, I know them? And the answer from you should be yes. The devil know who we are. I'm going to tell you right now. They know who we are. That's why we get tried so often. Because it's trying to take something. And then it goes, because that's the supernatural side. And it goes on, but who are you trying to tell us what to do? See, you can't tell the devil in the natural, because he doesn't listen to that church. So this is about not just being ready. We need to become connected. We need to be in one tune with God. Because, look, the devil's saying, and I know Paul. If that man tells me, I got to obey. But the reason that these sons couldn't do it, because they didn't have the ability, because they weren't connected. And church, you need to understand that this is no different than us. That's called cheap grace. They're in church. They're there weekly. They're committed. Their father's committed. The household is committed. However, what's missing is the connection with Almighty God. Jesus already rose from the dead. And if you don't know, this is approximately 75 years after the resurrection. Say after. You know as much as they know now. But if you're not hearing what the Spirit of God is saying, because he wants us blessed. How many know what that means? Blessed means that you're not a beggar of bread ever. Ever do you have to beg for bread. Ever are you not forsaken. Because I've never seen the righteous forsaken, said the psalmist David. Neither have I seen us beg for bread. Come on, God always make a way. That's who we are. God wants to make that way. And how many know, it's not just about he's going to make sure you eat. He will do that. He does that. Thank God for praying. I'll start with grandparents, praying grandparents. I heard one, our sister's in the heavens praying for her family. There's her husband. She prayed for him. Come on. Prayed for her family. Come on. And that's how it should be. The legacy left behind. And I believe that's the way it's going to be for the many. The legacies that comes behind. It's not what we said. It's how we did it. What was done. Why? Because there's a connection when it comes between us and God. God hears our voice. He wants to hear you. He wants to connect with you. He wants to be your spokesman. He's going to be your adversary. He's going to be your judge. He's going to be your jury. Come on, when we need him, he's going to be your lawyer. Whatever is necessary. He's your teacher. He's going to be your counselor. He's going to be your guide. Not only your provider, he's not only your strength. This is who he wants to be for the rest of our days. But if there's no connection, there's no supernatural, then the natural. And look what the next verse is. I know these, but who do you think you are? That's what the devil thinks. Oh, we got them. We don't worry about them. We got them. Now they think they're holy in church, but I got them out here. Don't worry. He sits right next to you. He don't care. He sits in the car with you. He sits in your home with you. He's on the job with you. But the one I want is Jesus next to me. I want Jesus next to me everywhere I go. I don't have to worry because I got nothing to hide. Here I am, God. This is my heart. This is my mind. Take it. Help me when I get out of control. It's called conviction. Get me convicted because I want to hit sometimes. Sometimes I want to say the bad words to people. I don't care how strong I think I am. I don't want to love right now. You know I've said this before. At least I'm being honest. I don't want to love. And I don't want to go back to the hospital either, so I got to behave. But who are you? 16. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them. Look at that. Came out of one, but it leaped on them. And overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. One jumped on all of them. That means that's how he tore it. He came in. You can't fight something you can't see. Come on. Faith will show you. But you can't. See, that's cheap grace. Cheap grace cannot have the victory. This is why the church is weak today. They're full, but they're weak. And we don't need weakness. We need strength. Oh, but Pastor, the Bible says when we are weak, that's not what it means. We are strong because we heard it before in the beginning of the prayer that the Lord demanded that we be strong and that we be of good courage, not prideful, but in humility, understanding that if you're going to continue to walk in the natural and not be connected to the supernatural, meaning the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in you, that's then you're going to walk in cheap grace and you're not going to be able to receive what God has for you. You're not going to be able to walk as what God has you to walk with. And you're not going to be able to see how high God wants to take you. He wants to take you from the bottom of the miry clay to lift you up. Come on. Right? And he doesn't stop because he gives you a convertible, red convertible that you can put your top down and say, amen. We've seen this guy come and where he's at. Now he's got how many cars? 3, 4. You went from one. You gave one to your daughter. That's how God is. God is good. But he's not done there. Come on, say amen. But this is what happens when we don't realize. But watch this. Going to the book of 1 Corinthians. Heading to closing now. Chapter 2. Still in King James Version. I know you're getting something out of this. I know some of you don't understand, but you're receiving it because you are receiving on the milk end. And then we got those that are receiving on the bread end. And then we got those that are receiving on the meat end. But we thank God for the milk first that's going to turn into the bread that becomes into the meat. And we have one great meal. We have something for our drink. We have some our bread for our meat because that's how good God when it comes to the Word of God. Milk drinkers, bread eaters, meat eaters. Come on, we want all three. Say amen, somebody. That's you. Amen. And this goes, let's see, I'm on verse. Let me see, do I just want to start? Yeah, this is not my text. Start at verse number 9. As it is written, this is for you. First Corinthians chapter 2, King James Version. I'm going to start with verse number 9, but that's not the text. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. There it is, the heart, the connection. The things which God has prepared for them that love him. Can I ask a question? Is there anybody that loves the Lord this morning? Every heart should say amen. I love you, Lord. Because he loves you. He's not through with you. He's hoping for you. He's holding on to you. He's there for you. But when you're doing things that are not of him, he can't do anything except watch and let you go through it. And we pray that the prayer of the faith of those that are standing are going to prevail and bring you through no matter what it may be. You may be in prison. End up in prison. We know the praying mama that brought that man out of prison. And from prison to praise. He's one of the praise teams, right? Come on, say amen. He's been clean for years now. Hallelujah. This is not a short term, but we were the mama praying. My son. Amen. She's home in glory. Come on. Again, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. However, but God, listen, has revealed them unto us, say us, by his, oh, you're not hearing this. It says it there too, even though that's the New King James Version, right? Long verse. I'm on verse number 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Say all things. See, he thought I was joking when earlier. He thought I was, you're too much, Pastor. I said, no, I'm talking the Word of God. Everything. Lord, help me with everything. Help me for what's coming because I can't see it, but you see it. Amen. But help me for today because that's coming tomorrow. If that's your will, help me to finish the day out. Come on. In victory. Because you have the victory, correct? Oh, Jesus, your people are a little quiet, Lord. They can say amen. The Spirit searches all things. Yay, look at the deep things of God. How many know there's depths in God? What do you know about God? What do you know about him? Well, how many names does he have? We have them written for you up there. He's called Wonderful Counselor. He's called more than that. Hello. Some of you don't know that, but he is called many. He's got many word names up there. Okay. But here comes my text. For what man knoweth, verse number 11, the things of a man? There it is. The man of the Spirit. That means your natural self. See, God gave us enough that when we were born into this world, reverts all the way back to where Adam was created by, Eve was made. They begot what they begot and begat who they begot, and here we are. And all that now covered by what was lost, regained by what was recovered by the Savior. We in the natural have thoughts and we come up with. That's why we see a lot of things that have been created for our world. Most of them that are created, God has to make it for our good because not everything is good for us that has been created. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not everything has been good for us. And what we can't see today right now, this is why it's important that we see what's happening. If you want to see anything, you want to know the depths of God, if you want to see what God is trying to say, you better be praying against Islam right now because they're in our country and they're getting stronger and we are getting weaker when it should be reversed. We are stronger than religion. Why? Because God is for us. And the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Come on, somebody. For what man knoweth, again, verse number 11, are the things of a man, save the spirit of man. Only what you know in the natural. That natural tells us many things. Well, I need to be in church, right? You're on the right road. Yes. Yes. But the natural doesn't want to read the Bible. The natural doesn't want to spend time with God. The natural doesn't want to pray. The natural man wants to, I go to church, I'm good. The natural man wants to say, well, that's your job to pray because you're the pastor. It's the leader, the ministers. It's the leader. It's their job. That's not my job, but it's not true. That's the natural man's thought. And yes, they need to be in those all that we said. Yes, they'll better be in prayer. Tomorrow that'll be here are those that are supposed to be here. Most of them, not all of them. But they'll be here. And, you know, somebody will be leading the prayer and then we'll be right there with them. I don't lead the prayer. I let them pray. Why? Because I'm with them. Are you here? But what you know, you're in church. You're great. You're in church. Cheap grace lets us be in church today. That's what cheap grace is called. I'm sorry. But cheap grace only lets you know the things of man in the spiritual sense, because it's called the natural man. Then it goes on, though. Even so now, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. 12 says, verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That's the connection, the connectivity. That's where God wants to reveal to you everything that is necessary. That's why we can't be afraid of everything we see. Remember, this was written, this portion was written somewhere in the book of this time, maybe, like I said, 70, 80 years after the resurrection, Paul was called. And it was written for us in 2025 that we understand the difference. And this was more for us because they didn't have the cheap grace. They died and suffered for the name of Christ. Even 100 years, 200 years later, they were suffering, tormented, tortured, ridiculed, used. Today, oh my God, you look at me wrong. I leave the church. Blame God for something we have no control of, because God doesn't dictate you. He leads you. He doesn't drive you. He leads you. But if you don't want to be led by the Spirit of God, because those are the sons and daughters, Galatians tells us, those that are led by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of Almighty God. You'll find that also in the book of Romans. You'll find it several places. But what God is trying to tell you this morning, because He's got you to be the top of the world. You can't be on top. You can't be, how can I put it lightly? You can't say you're on top of the world if you're a beggar for bread. You can't be back on top of the world if you can't pay your bills. Are you listening? You can't say you're on top of the world if everything around you is failing. I'm not saying that you'll be tested with some of these to see where is your faith. Do you believe? Watch this. We got a lot of tithers. I'm sorry. I have to show you something. That basket looks kind of empty, right? When it goes around you. Have you seen it? Like, there's nothing in there. Sometimes there's only... I've learned I still put money no matter what. No matter what, I'm going to put something in there. But we got 85% given electronically. So they're giving electronically. So it kind of like make it look like there's nothing in the basket. We don't got people who give. No. Only reason we know, if you want proof, that's why we have what we have today. Say amen, somebody. But I still make it a habit where I put whatever I can in there. Because we already gave ours. We give it. Now watch this. You're in trouble. See, because now you want to wait till you get to church? Oh, and you forget throughout the week and you got paid 10 days ago? And but I'm going to go to church and I haven't been there for 2 weeks, so I'm going to pay my what I'm due then. See, the problem with electronics now, he's seeing, oh, you like that electronic deposit. Now, deposit to me. Oh, you got quiet. I thank you, brother, for amen. That's for the whole church. But again, no, verse 12 in closing, now we have received not the Spirit of God. It's already been given to us, but now we got to learn to rise up and let it operate within us that we can receive what God has given to us. He gives you a raise. He gives it for a purpose. You get a bonus. He gave it for a purpose. Come on, say amen. If somebody blesses you, He gives it for a purpose. And that purpose, He will want you to know it. But if you're not in the connectivity with Almighty God today, being led by the Spirit of God, we think it's always for us, but it's never about us. He wants to give it to us. to get it through us. And then he returns it back to us. It's a complete cycle. Come on, say amen. And the test will come. Trust me. The test will come like it has for us. But be ready. But right now, I want you to know that the months ahead, we're going to be blessed. It is a promise from Almighty God. And I want those blessings. Say amen. And I'm not saying that I'm a prosperity preacher. No. I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I believe in prosperity. I believe that if the scripture teaches that about to obey God, he blesses, I want it. Come on. I believe that if we got to fight through the good fight and he blesses, I want it. Come on, somebody. But I also understand that if I want cheap grace, it's available. I can have this word any way I want it. Come on, because it's out there waiting for us. And for us that are going to be caught off in the end of the day, because people are buying the Bible rights and they're changing the Bible rights. And if you don't know any better, you're going to be found guilty for not knowing. Because God will say, I would not have you to have been ignorant. But the preacher's telling you, the Spirit of God tells you, come on, say amen. And so with that being said, I want you to know, as we stand to our feet, God is ready. He's ready. The windows of heavens are ready. They want to open up. The doors are ready. He's got some that want to be shut. He's got those ready to be open. However, it's up to us. We got to get out of the natural and come to the supernatural side of God, because he already provided it for us. The devil knows my name. He should know yours. Somebody say amen to that. And you should.